long time to come, there'll be turmoil out there.
Exactly. So therefore, you have to look at long term, in addition to medium term, and in addition to immediate. So taking loans from the agencies that will give you loans at concessionary terms, one thing. Getting funds from grants, one thing. Then becomes implementation, utilization, and how you do it. If you have a situation now in the transport sector where taxi men who are out of work plying their 6-seater and 8-seater and 10-seater, 12-seater vehicles as ZR vans, which is how ZR started in the first place. So now the second wave of pirates are coming in. And you have Transport Board buying electric buses to vie for the same population, some of whom are not working, some of whom are traveling less. Where will the funds come from to support all that? Where will the taxi man who has to pay a monthly $800 or $900 for his vehicle going to get $800 or $900 from? So you can't sit in isolation and suppose that just one thing will work. So we're in a lot of trouble.
In a lot of trouble, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And it's not going to be fixed by us wringing our hands and pointing and blaming and cussing people.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, if you could,
I will ask the person, sir, as I said, I'm close to the person.
What to Google and look for, so that people will be aware, well, something else is out there. Because if people are saying that people not coming for money, hello, something is wrong with that.
Yes, sir, I agree with you. Something very wrong with that.
Something is wrong with that. So, I mean, as part of your, you know, educational aspect of Brass Talks, maybe you can mention some of those entities and see if people would jump online just because Dennis Johnson said it.
You know, I wish you did not say that. during the news break, right? I was telling somebody the same thing. I said, you know what, to me, makes my life so interesting? The same people that has cussed me today because of what I say on the radio, because it offends the government, is the same people who, when their grandmother didn't get the pension check, just call my desk and say, Mr. Johnson, my grandmother didn't get any money. I say, well, why are you telling me? Well, when you go on radio and say, they're listening to you, the same people who cuss me, you know.
Yes. The same people.
Yes. The same people. So, yeah, I can raise my voice when I can, sir. Trust me. Yeah, I will. Brass Talks, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Better now I hear you, because you sound nice and strong.
You let me see good. I'm so tense. And to speak to you about the first one, I remember when you first called into the program. And because I used to listen all that day. And you know what let me attack this to you? And because you was the only. I didn't even know you had a disability. You used to listen to me. You and Mr. Simmons,
That's the person who put me in the chair next to him. You're supposed to be my tutor.
Yeah, and the tutor. I never put them before in my ear. Never. All this listen to my different language. I speak French, sorry. And you are always understanding. So that's why people can call you, because you listen to everybody. And as my mother always tell me, every soul has their own sense.
True.
And my mother tell me, I hear, I don't know if I hear it. Right, that I hear, that they want to look and not don't be sent like a district hospital.
Yeah,
it's sent like a district hospital. 我是从那个教育 ，I volunteer work in there for years. Some wonderful people, wonderful nurses, wonderful teachers. But to this day, some is gone, hey, and some is still living. But that Saint Margaret's Hospital, that is a part of the community. That is a tears I tell everybody when I can't take care of myself. That is where I am going. And if you check all the district hospitals, there is far back in the lineage. When Mr. Carson Small was in the hospital, where hurt me today, then I went to put it. I couldn't even find it because all the district hospital is not there. I do volunteer work also at the district hospital.
Okay.
I remember that was a witness. That was a witness. And one day, a certain politician showed up. And nobody didn't look into the politician. And that is how it is. Something like it today, you can't even see it. So I said, like, this also is a part of the community. I never hear nobody yet in the community saying that I want to do nothing because it is a part of the community. So take it out, and the patients there is very happy. I don't volunteer there now. I know from back then when they had the physiotherapy, the doctor, and all of us, and the rehab department. I know all of those things that should go on there. I can't call them this, I won't call somebody jealous. They love some. So to take that from there, you know, and to put it wherever, you know, we need some of the oil. We can't move all the history of each target. Every target's got history. And you can't just move it on the history. And it is so convenient there. All sorts of transportation for the nurses that know that all sorts of things. My next song to last week that I had to leave because I was
for
it. I had a meeting that I had to go to, and you were speaking about the video where someone is sending on this video all along where you keep then your hat, then your arm. Daniel is in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I see the video also. And that is what I always speak about. We're trying to destroy our country. We're trying to, and it is we, even in the last time, a citizen with this video. I speak out against it. This is our home. This is our house that we live in, I say. And when some persons can take that witness and it all out and let people fight them to come because we don't want to go in the tears that they have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear a little cut and I say, it was not so. I don't hear the whole story. You know, we have to be careful when we discuss our home. This is our home. Mm-hmm. And that is all I have to say. You have a good day. And listen, but I'm going to unlock a book. And you know, this is the first time you read the stories that I have.
To tell.
And you can be on in my book.
I thank you. I thank you, Ross. You too, love. Take care. My regards to your dear sister and the rest. I know they take good care of you. WhatsApp message says, listening to DJ. Yeah, me. I read it. I sense you have a problem with myopia. Look at the areas where activities are still earning money. The reality is that myriad means of income streams can be accessed. I called and listened and participated in a seminar. When I called them to ask if I can send my credit union statements as opposed to the bank statements through which my income passes, up to now I have no response. When I emailed, it bounced back. So please let listeners know that sometimes you fulfill requirements and all obligations and still meet gatekeepers. Well, perhaps they didn't understand what you meant by a credit union statement. Or perhaps they should tell you that they don't accept it, although I don't see why. Other countries are waiting for you, and despite the best efforts, it's stymie progress. Where there's a will, there certainly is a way. They said the company to which they were referring. Fed up with the response of lack thereof, I sent the brand overseas. They're ready to fly. Information and decision-making happens in nanoseconds, but our approach of gradualism is going to hurt us severely. I'm ready to say that a critical component of the process is customer service. Can't disagree with you on that one. In a lot of cases, we don't understand what customer service means. And as my aside, if people are incapable or trying to get things done, you should go the extra mile. In that way, you build a reputation as a facilitator as opposed to an inhibitor. I can't disagree with a lot of what you've said. Sadly, ma'am, in a lot of cases, the agencies to which you refer, or the agency to which you refer, perhaps are staffed by people who don't understand what's the objective of the agency. And to me, this thing we have about small, medium, micro business means one thing to one set of people and means another thing in the Barbadian context. And another one of the WhatsAppers was talking to me earlier about this problem you run into sometimes with communication. I made a statement and he laughed. He said that, you know, the Chinese operations may want a Chinese engineer on the project. I said, I hope that we have a good translator so that what is said is what is heard. You know, and they laughed. But yeah. So in addition to not employing a local engineer, you might have to hire a translator who may cost more than an engineer. The reason why I'm saying that is this. I saw online that one of the reasons put forward by a representative from the constituency, and I use the term constituency broadly, that in the United States, a lot of small business owners, and again, the term small business may not mean in the United States what it means in Barbados. Economies of scale, I think, is the term they use to describe the difference. A lot of them backed Trump as opposed to the Democrats because they saw it as an economic issue and not a COVID issue. That what they want to do is keep their businesses functioning. And the person added this statement, there are 31 million of us. So when people talk about various organizations in the United States and various demographics, Hispanics, for example, are big on small business. If you go to the United States, you see a lot of Hispanics owning business. And they have strong ties to their communities and to their communities overseas. So the Mexicans can get things across the border into the Mexican shops to sell to the Mexican people and the people who like Mexican food. That's how they build their business. We in the Caribbean, we have a large demographic in the United States too. I am told there are over 3 million people of Caribbean descent or Caribbean heritage in Miami. But they don't bring things from the Caribbean to Miami except chafet and cheese occasionally when we're going up, and some hot sauce for them. But they send on barrels with Heinz and American stuff because that's what we want. And we don't pay for it in Barbados dollars. We pay for it in US dollars. But the Mexicans in the United States bring things across the border from Mexico. Presidency in caravans, it, you know, various ways under the radar to sell to the Mexican population and those who want Mexican food. You see the difference? They facilitate business, small business that keeps them in business and keeps their family overseas in business too. We could learn from them things instead of watching TV and telling me that I see it on Netflix and whether or not I follow in something or the other that I have no interest, I have no interest in whatsoever. But because it's the latest thing, I must look at it. And we're not learning. Brass Sacks, good afternoon. Hello? 4341790, Brass Sacks, good afternoon. Okay, that's a growl. So let me hear you now.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Greetings to you and to all our listeners.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, as I listened in to Brass Sack, one of the callers was asking for an MRI. In our country, there's a lot of essential things that need financing. But has anyone in authority ever thought about voluntary contribution? It is not a tax. It's just as it is. A contribution. The person have things there, they contribute. And if they have $100, they contribute. You can just give what you possibly can. We are an island of over 270,000 people, I believe. But all of us are not working. But we could contribute in some cause. I know we pay taxes, yeah. But if we contribute, that will help ease the taxes. We'll be able to buy garbage trucks, ambulances, fire trucks. We can help support or have local health services, such as polyclinics and our main hospital.
Sir, have you ever filled out an income tax form at any point, an income tax return form, any point over the course of your life?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, right. Sir.
There are times when, on that form, you got allowances that you could take off your taxes so you could pay a little less tax if you made contributions to certain things. Political parties was one of them. A lot of the things that you could claim a little bit on so you could have a little bit more to perhaps donate and spend, charities and, you know, other things, were removed. And political parties remained. You know, so sometimes people need an incentive to do what you're suggesting, and others would do it gladly if it would reduce the amount of tax they paid. So for example, if you could save, I don't know, $500 on your tax by donating $50 a month to a charity, wouldn't you do it? Because you're still getting $450. You know, but if you're paying $3,500 or $4,000 in taxes because, you know, you're up in the big area, you would say, by paying $4,000 in tax already, why give him more money for? So that's the it may sound selfish, but that's how people think. And sometimes we say those who have more should give more. And they would ask you, why? I work for it, why? You know, I hear what you're saying. It's a good idea, but you need to motivate people to think the way you're thinking. And that is sometimes hard to do. Hard to do. Yes, sir. Sorry. Go ahead.
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
And if you think about it, as you say, it's a good thing because a voluntary contribution will also even affect people who don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Just give a little something because think about this, sir. how many times a person have gotten on a bus and they don't have no money and somebody pay the bus fare for them? Or may go into a restaurant and somebody buy them a meal? Or may even somebody give them a little shelter? All that is voluntary contribution. I understand where you're coming from when you talk about working, you understand? But what I'm saying is, from a humanity perspective, a voluntary contribution goes a long way, because personally, nobody will know you volunteer and give. You put in 10 cents, nobody don't know. I mean, but then not nobody's telling no one either.
Correct.
But it is a good idea, though.
I'm not saying no, you know, sir. I told you, I hear you, and I tell you, you know, I just tell you why some people may not want to do it. Or they may say, you know, I give to my church. I donate to the Salvation Army. You know, people have different reasons, sir. But I agree. If I give a donation to the Salvation Army every year, wouldn't you know? You wouldn't know. Yeah, exactly. And I may feel that that's my contribution. You may go there and donate your time to help, you know, with a meal or to give something to them tangible, you know, produce from your garden or whatever. And I wouldn't know, but that's a contribution. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, brother.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks as usual.